Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I'm going to pull a couple verses out, and why not? It's the Word of God, it's a teaching. And there again, if we didn't have the Word of God, it'd be in our hearts anyway. This written Word of God, to me, is a beautiful, wonderful gift that is in my spirit. It's a miraculous book. However, we wouldn't even need the book because I would have to know how to read. It's written down, it's black letters on white pages. For hundreds of years, there was never a book, so I get it. It's not the book. It's the Holy Spirit, the true Word living in you. However, I believe in these last days, in 1,000 years is like a day to the Lord. We have this wonderful book, so let's read it. Here we go. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to be jumping around a little bit here. Verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. We should pay attention to this, people. Paul is telling us, don't be deceived. The wrath of God does come on people, children of disobedience. The wrath of God. Now, let's go up. This is what the wrath of God comes on. But fornication. You want to fornicate, you get the wrath of God. Covetousness. You want to covet? Wrath of God. Be let it named not once among you as being of faith. Foolish talking, jesting, wrath of God. For this you know that no whoremonger. You want to play the field? You want to take advantage of women, young man? Wrath of God. Unclean person, covetous man, will have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. Those are just some examples of don't be deceived. Don't think you could get away with it. But because of those things I just read, will come the wrath of God. Fornication, covetousness, filthy speaking, whoremonger. The wrath of God. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Watch the company you keep. You might be the only one. Wash your mind with the Word of God. Cleanse your mind. Cling to Jesus. He loves you. He loves you so much that He died for you. He loves you so much that when He died for you, He let loose the Holy Spirit to live inside of you. And you know what that is? Be ye therefore partakers with them. That means you separate. Yes, you separate. Gang, this is life or death. Don't worry if you make enemies. Don't worry if people stop liking you. Don't worry if they gossip about you. Separate yourself. Watch the company you keep. Yes, and that means even within your own families. Verse 8, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. A total 180. Before you knew the Lord, you partook in all those fleshly deeds. Just look at the commercials. Look at the internet. Look at the world we're living in. I had a viable source told me, like in the Miami, Florida area, 3 out of 5 15-year-old girls. I'll say it again. 3 out of 5 age 15-year-old girls are involved in pornography on the internet, on the OnlyFans stage. This is how bad we have gotten. How on earth can they become mothers now? How on earth can they get all these thoughts out of their head? How on earth, all the demonics that they brought into their life, thousands and thousands of demons. We know the only escape is Jesus, but this is how deep things are getting. This is why it's so more as technology increases, as in all this evil increases, you have to separate yourself into the simplicity of Christ even more. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. That means be obedient, be willing, follow the Lord. There was a price paid for that conviction that you have. There was bloodshed for that conviction. Christ the God-man, he was every bit man, so we could have a mediator now between the Father and us, the man Jesus Christ. Yet he was every bit God. We're told that it's not even up for debate. God was manifested in the flesh. So he was every bit God, every bit man. And it's, guess what? It's called a mystery. Because something perfect had to be given up, sacrificed for our salvation. And that's who Jesus was. The perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God. Every bit man, but a man made different than us. Because he didn't ascend from the loins of Adam. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And let me give you a little hint. Look inside yourself first. When we start thinking about unfruitful works, we might start thinking about, oh, Tommy down the street, or Joe, or Sally. No. Look at yourself. If it isn't bearing fruit for the Lord somehow, even if it's just plain walking in righteousness, you know, you don't have to be a holy roller. No, you don't. But you do have to be a piece of clay for our Savior. But have no fellowship with unfruitful works. Don't get involved. Young man, don't consider themselves your friend. If they have demons living in them that want to pull you in. Forget about this self-righteous being a nice guy and accepting everything. That's out of the pits of hell. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So you're going to have people that claim to be righteous, that claim to be Christians, but they're doing all this fornication, all this covetousness, all this filthiness, being whoremongers in secret. I'll read that again. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Paul knew. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest in the light. You know, when you're walking in the Lord, you're not ashamed of what you're doing. No, you're in the light. Everything is up front. You're like an innocent sheep to the Lord. You're not hiding anything. You're not being conniving. You don't have to be cunning. No, you're buck naked as far as nothing's hid. And that's wonderful. A clear, good conscience is wonderful. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Beautiful. Wherefore he says, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In other words, wake up, sleeper. Wake up. And that's what you are. Who on earth would want to go to hell? Who on earth would want to be separated from God for eternity? It's because before we knew the Lord, we were sleeping. We were dead. But because of God's grace and his call, we got let in on the mystery. It's a wonderful thing. And once you're let in on it, and you become a soldier in God's army, now, as we're told, pick up your own cross. Deny yourself and follow him till the day you die. No vacations, no taking days off. You might have started this walk as a real young man, and now all your hair is gray. Ask me how I know that. But I know, and my friend Rod and I talk about this a lot, our Christian walk is only as good as our last thought. Our last thought. All it takes is one thought. If you aren't taking thought captive, one thought can steer you wrong. Hey, why not? It's a war. We're told to endure. We're told to resist. We're told to fight. We're told to wrestle. We're told to take thoughts captive. We're told it's a narrow gate. We're told few are going to find it. You know, endurance is a fight. Endurance takes place over time. Endurance isn't just a snap of a finger and I'm in. Endure to the end to be saved. And then the Lord tells us here, very important, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know, every single day since Adam got thrown out has been evil. There's nothing new under the sun. Probably what's happening now with all this transhumanism and all this AI was probably happening during the days of Noah. It was. Who knows what kind of technology got flushed with that flood? Who knows what kind of corruption? Look at the Sphinx. You know, look at these pyramids. Half lion, half human. Look at the drawings, the Egyptian drawings. Half human with a god head, or a dog head. Who knows what was taking place then? Well, it appears it's taking place now. Because what was ever happening during Noah's time is happening now. We're given that warning. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's right. Know God's will. And God's will be His word. That's how you know it. And it won't be your will. It won't be something to make you prosper. You as an individual. You know what our prosperity message is? Jesus Christ redeemed you. What a cost. That you can't get more prosperous than that. Your soul was bought by the blood of the creator of the universe. Yes. That's the true prosperity. We're told that gold and silver are going to be cankered and held against you if you lift that up. We're told if you want to be rich, it will be a snare. Not even maybe be a snare. No, it will be a snare. To which many that believed have basically darts put through them. Our true riches, our true contentment, godliness with contentment is great gain. So real quick, I got 1 minute left. Let no man deceive you with vain words, because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit, in all goodness, in righteousness, in truth, prove what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have zero, zilch, fellowship with any unfruitful work of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And God bless. Stay in the Lord. It's a fight. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.